I know it's more difficult to get up and be here by 9 o'clock in the morning. I realize that, especially you mom with kids and stuff. And I just want you to know how much I appreciate your efforts, and we love you for it. And thank you for it, and not only them, but all of you. I realize to come sit in a old hot parking lot, you know, it takes some commitment. And I realize that this morning, and I thank you for it. But I, once again, I believe in all my heart, God will bless our efforts if we'll try. So let's try to put forth the effort this morning. Earlier this week, a song got on my heart and just wouldn't leave. And I'm not going to sing for you. Y'all don't have to worry about that. But this is one of Brother Kyle's favorite songs. I've heard him request it many a times. And Jesus is coming soon. And I follow the Lord. Amen.
You don't ever get tired of thanking all the blessings He's done.
Amen.
Thank you for my family.
Amen.
Thank you for my husband.
Amen.
I used to never think I'd ever get to be able to be in church and be with Him the way I have been. Every time I come, He's gone. And I don't go without Him. And that's been a blessing.
Amen.
Carson got saved here.
Amen.
And I hope one day that Katie does.
Yeah.
Wherever.
Amen.
Here or wherever. But I want to thank you for saving my soul.
Amen.
And I took my kids to church. But now my girl is bringing her kids to church.
Amen.
What they need to be doing.
Amen.
And I just
want
to thank her.
Amen.
Tell her I love her so much. It means so much to me. It was just a knocking there in my heart.
Amen.
I just couldn't wait.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Jamie.
Y'all remember
my
funeral.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Jamie. Appreciate this. Follow the Lord this morning.
Amen.
Ain't it good to have God and to take care of all these things? You don't see how it can be possible.
Right.
But for Him, they're just little things.
Yes.
But if we'll humble ourselves and look to Him, He can help us. And I'm thankful for that this morning. And I'm thankful for that this family and what they mean to me. I've come real close to them and just love them dearly. And they've been a help to me, and I hope I've been a help to them. I know His church has been a help to them. And I know they've been a help to this church.
Right.
But we appreciate this. But anything else, follow the Lord. You ain't going to interrupt me. It'll interrupt the service if we quench the spirit.
Right.
That's where it'll be a problem. Anything. But I was saying that this song got on my heart. And all the songs we sing are scriptural. Brother Larry and he leads our singing most times. I'm confident he wouldn't lead a song that wasn't scriptural. All the songs we sing is scriptural, but I got to thinking about this and all what we're going through now. And I really, and I believe most of us do today, believe Jesus is truly coming soon. And we look around us, and I don't see no signs to be fulfilled. It's just now just waiting for His coming. And we see all the troubles that are about us and all the sad situations. And I worry about you today if you're lost. It bothers me to see no concern about you. That troubles me. And because I really believe it won't be long, we're going to look in that eastern sky and He's going to come. And I believe the trumpet will sound.
Amen.
I believe we're going to hear a voice myself. I believe we'll hear a voice that says, come up hither. And He'll show us the things that are to come. That's what He told John in the 4th chapter of Revelation. And I believe you can find in the 21st chapter of Revelation that talks about a voice. But listen, that day's coming. And whether you're prepared or not, I don't know. Right. But I want you to be prepared.
Amen.
I can tell you I am. I made my reservations when in preparation as a young man, a 14-year-old young man, at Rocky Mountain Missionary Baptist Church during a revival. And there's nothing good about me except that, but I'm thankful for that. And it's never changed. It's good to me today. But I want to first read some scriptures for a scriptures lesson, then we're going to try to look at that song a little bit. And it ain't no way I can cover the whole song, and I know y'all probably wouldn't have the patience for me to cover the whole song. But I do want to look at some of the things about it. And I pray today, if you're hearing lost, maybe after a while we can sing a song. Everybody can get out and just stand beside your car and sing loud. And I pray if you're hearing lost, each time you hear this song, it'll be different for you. It won't be just a song anymore.
Right.
It'll remind you of your condition, and it'll remind you of a time that's coming, and I believe to be shortly. I don't know exactly when, but I believe it could be any time. I believe at any time our Lord can come back. But it says in Matthew 24, there's two things going on here, but we want to read in the second part to do with this and the coming of the Lord. In the 30th verse, and it said, "And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with a power and a great glory. And he shall send his angels and a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Now learn the parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender, it putteth forth leaves. Ye know that summer is nigh. So likewise, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass until these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. But of that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. For it was in the days that were before the flood, they were eating, drinking, marrying, and giving marriage, until the day of Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, and one shall be taken, the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, one shall be taken, the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doeth come.
Amen.
But know this, that if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched, and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Now listen to me for a while. I believe that covers the course pretty much of that song about how trumpets shall sound and all the things in the course. We might look at a few more things to do with that, but listen to me. It says no man knows what hour or day that the Son of Man cometh, only the Father. But it says if the goodman of the house wouldn't have known. But he said, hear this. You need to pay attention. You don't know how you think you've got tomorrow. You think you've got this evening. You think you've got another minute. You have no idea how much time is left, and neither do I. But I know this. I believe in all my heart, he's coming soon. We look at the days of Noah and how the people had become, and it grieved the heart of God that he had made man, because men had become so evil. We see in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah how men and women had become. I want you to realize, I believe it grieved God once again that they was there and the sin that they was in. And he had come a time that his mercy ended there for them. It come a time in the days of Noah that mercy ended with mankind, except for Noah and his family. Oh, they found grace in the sight of God. But listen to me. There's going to come a day that mercy, God's mercy is going to end on mankind. There's going to come a time that he's going to see enough, that he's had enough, that he's going to say, time will be no more. Jesus came before as a lamb before the slaughter. He came and died for mine and your sins. But listen to me. When he comes the next time, I don't believe he'll step a foot on this cruel, wicked world. But I believe he'll come in the way of a lion, and he'll bring vengeance for them that's not believed upon his name. And I want you to know that song starts off, troublesome times are here. And brothers and sisters, if you don't think this is troublesome times, look around. I tell you the truth. I've mentioned it different times. I've given up on the news. I've given up on it. A lot of times I don't even know what's going on out here. But listen to me. Listen to me. It's trouble all around us. Lost person, can you not see? Can you not see? God is doing everything he can to wake you up. We look at all the things that's going on around about us. Honey, can't you see that God is trying to wake us up as his people? He wants us to repent. But listen to me, lost friend. How these kind of things are coming to pass. And you need to see that. Y'all pray for us. And we've mentioned it many times. This Noah, the second chapter of Timothy in the third chapter. Also that in the last days peerless times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedience to parents, unthankful and unholy. Have you ever seen a more time like it is right now? Have you ever seen where men are so full of pride as it is right now? Have you ever seen where people are so full of pride that they boast about the things that they have and the things that they've done? Have you ever seen a time when children were more disobedient unto parents than what we see today? I want you to know, when I was raised up, you was made to listen. You was told something one time. You was gave a warning, and then there was a price to be paid. And you paid it too. I've told y'all, and I know some of y'all got upset about it, but one of the hardest whippings I ever got was for walking through the house. Not running, not screaming, but walking. Then he told us to stay in the house. Used to, when you had company, people would come and the kids didn't hang out with the grown-ups. We went outside and played and stayed out of the hair where they could visit. Then he told us, y'all stay outside and play while we stay in here in the living room and visit. Honey, in a little while, I come walking through, went and got me a drink of water. He come in there and told me, he said, son, what I tell you? I said, Daddy, you said stay outside. He said, that's what I meant, you stay outside. He let me go that time. He gave me a warning. But listen to me. And when I asked all later, here I come marching through there again. Not running, not screaming, but walking. My daddy didn't do nothing but take me in yonder and whoop me. Listen to me. Children are disobedient today. And we know that. We all know that. We're living in a time of where they're disobedient today. We're living in a time of men full of pride. Not without natural affection. In other words, not having affection towards the opposite sex. But listen to me. It says truth breakers. A man's word ain't worth nothing no more. When the first load I ever made,
I went up Sisson's Bank. And I sat down with Don Traylor. I sat down there, and my daddy went in and gave me a name, and I signed my name, I think, either once or maybe twice. Because back then, your name meant something. You kept your word. You didn't break your word. You go to the bank now and say how long you signed papers. You'll sign a stack that thick. Why? Because we become truth breakers. Oh, what time are we living in? We're living in troublesome times. We got to move on. Traitors, high minded. Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Amen. Amen. Listen to me. People, they can't give on Sunday because they got to pay for the bass boat. They can't give on Sunday because they got to pay for the new car. They can't give on Sunday because they got to pay this new house payment. Lord, I can't hardly afford to do both because you're lovers. We are lovers. Not you, but we are lovers of pleasures more than we are of God. I want you to know, look at that. Wake up, lost friend. Were you in it today? You're walking right in those days. You're in those days. Wake up. Listen to me, church. Wake up. We need to come out of our sleep. Y'all pray for us. I've got to go through some more of this. I wish I could remember the words of the song. I wish I could remember the words of all the scriptures. But it says, troublesome times are here, filling men's hearts with fears. Listen to me. Have you ever seen a time anymore when our heart is filled anymore with fear? Everywhere we look around, listen to me. You say, well, Brother Jeff, if we've been saved, we shouldn't fear. I want you to know, honey, I fear the sting of death. I fear a lot of things for my lost family and loved ones, and for you today, lost friend, I fear for you. The Bible said, Jesus said in Luke 21 and 25, there shall be signs in the sun and the moon. And then the stars upon the earth. Distress of nations. Perplexity. The sea and the waves roaring. Men's hearts filling them for fear. And for looking for the things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and with great glory. Listen to me. It said men's hearts would be filled with fear. I want you to know, have you ever seen a time where we've been any more fearful? Have you ever seen, look at us today. We're out here in a parking lot. You're sitting in a car. I'm preaching behind a propane tank. Have you ever seen a time where we're any more fearful than what we are today? Have you ever seen a time when you're afraid to hug your own family? When you're afraid to kiss your own family? When you're afraid to go around your neighbor? Listen to me. Have you ever seen a time where there was so much fear among men? Troublesome times are here, filling men's heart with fear. Listen to me. Honey, as we look around, I see more fear today than I've ever seen in my lifetime. I want you to know, it said it is one of the signs of Him coming. Listen to me. Jesus is coming soon. It ain't going to be long. I want you to know, I don't know the day or the hour, but I don't believe it'll be long. I believe it more today than I ever have. Freedom we all hold dear now is at stake. Amen. Where's your horns? I want to tell you something. The freedom of this nation is standing more at stake today than it ever has in our lifetime. We're one election away from communism. We're one election away from being told everything. We're one election away from being able to meet in this parking lot and your pastor preaching open air. We're one election away from our freedoms being took away from us. I want you to know how they were living in those days. We're in the time of the soul. Jesus is coming soon. Amen. We're hated for His name's sake. I want you to know today, if you're a Christian, they hate you. They hate you for His name's sake. Now pray for us. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they separate you from their company, and shall reproach. This is the 6th chapter of Luke, and the 22nd verse. And reproach you, and cast you out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Listen to me today. If you try to live a God-fearing life, they will call you evil. Listen to me. Oh, this is all messed up. The world's turned upside down. Lost friend, you're living in those days. They hate us for Jesus' sake. He said they hated Him first. And we're not above our Master. Listen to me. We're hated for His name's sake. We're living. Troublesome times are here, filling man's heart with fear. I want you to know the freedom we all hold dear is now at stake because they hate us. But rejoice, rejoice ye, and behold, rejoice ye in that day and leap for joy. For behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in the like manner did your fathers upon the prophets. Listen, they killed the prophets. They slain the prophets, Jesus said. Listen to me. It'll come to a day, and I think if something don't change, it's going to be soon. That we'll be slain for what we're doing. You'll say, Brother Jeff, we'll never see that happen. Never see that happen. Listen to me. Did you ever think we'd be out here in this parking lot? Listen to me. Did you ever think that we would have people willing to vote all their freedoms away in this nation? Listen to me. The things that men and women died, fought for and died for. Did you ever think it'd come a time that people would just vote and give it away? We're in that time. Listen to me, did you ever think we'd be in a time that there'd be so much fear that when your family comes, you don't know if you need to hug them, kiss them, or you need to stay 6 foot away from them? Have you ever seen such a time as that? Listen to me, we're in those times. It wouldn't surprise me a bit if somebody shoot me in the head right here as I stand. It wouldn't surprise me 1 minute. Listen to me, we're hated for His sake. They call us evil because we love the Lord, because we love them. They think we're evil. Lost friend, you better wake up. Humble your heart to God.
Amen.
Saved from the chastening rod. Listen to me. I'm talking to us now. We go talking about chastening. He chastens those that are His. He don't chasten the world. He chastens those that are His own. The ones ain't His own. The Hebrew letter, according to chapter 12, says they're bastards and not sons. Listen to me. He's chastening us. He said, humble yourselves unto God, saved from the chastening rod. James said in the fourth chapter, maybe it's the third chapter, about the fourth verse, he said, listen, humble yourselves that ye may lift and be lifted up. I want you to know, we need to humble ourselves. We done mentioned to you once about over in Chronicles, the 7th chapter, the 14th verse, where it says, my people are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and repent. I will hear their prayer and heal their land. Have you ever seen a time that we're living in that we need to humble ourselves more than we do to God right now? And safe from the chastening rod. I had a man tell me once, he said he'd been saved since he was a boy. He said, I've never been chastened of God. I didn't know how to reply to that. Either he had lived a perfect life since he got saved, and I didn't believe that, or he'd never been born again. I went with the latter. I want you to know I probably didn't make it home the night I got saved without sinning. I want you to realize today, if you've never been chastened, then more than likely you need to do a little inventory and see how you stand. Because I want you to know he chastens those who are his. Amen. And it ain't none of us perfect. No, not one. There's none righteous, no, not one. Their righteousness are filthy rags. The only thing about us that don't sin is that plant, that's a fruit that's within us, that tree that grows within us, and it's our soul. But the rest of us going to get chastened. This old body of mine has been chastened many a time. I've seen things happen in my little lifetime since I've been saved that I know God was bringing to my remembrance. From time to time, there's still things happen to me, and he'll bring to my remembrance. You remember this? You remember this? And I'll say, yes, Lord. Yes, God, forgive me. Because I failed to do it then. And I want you to know you ain't got away with nothing. So listen. Humble yourselves. And if you're here today and you're lost, the only way you'll ever be saved is you humble yourself. Seek ye the way pilgrims trod. We find in the Hebrew letter, in the 11th chapter of it, if I can get turned to it. It says in the 13th verse, the Hebrew letter, the 11th chapter, is the chapter of faith. It tells us about the faith of Abraham. It tells us about the faith of different ones. And it tells us about the path they was tried on. The city Abraham looked for. I want you to know, people today, we need to be walking more by faith. Amen. And not by sight.
Right.
We live in a time now where it seems that faith is in a verse with common sense. It ain't got to be that way. We can have common sense and not lose faith. I believe we can do that. God gave us the common sense, so surely it ain't a battle between these two things. It ain't. They'll work together. But listen to me. He said these, in the 11th chapter and the 13th verse, these all died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them afar off. They hadn't seen Jesus come. They hadn't seen him die on a cross. They hadn't seen him resurrected. But they heard about the prophets. They heard the prophets. And they seen what was coming afar off. Listen to me. And what it says there. And were persuaded of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. I want you to know we're no different today. We're strangers and pilgrims here on earth. We're still should be walking by faith. Those of us have been saved by God's grace. Why? That we might make an example to those that are lost.
Amen.
Why? Because Jesus gave Himself for us. They done it knowing it was coming. Those walked with Him, saw Him, and lived in Him. Saw the crucifixion and the resurrection. We're looking back on it. But we're still pilgrims here on this earth. We don't fit in. We're a peculiar people. And pilgrims that's traveling through looking for a city. Are you living that way today? Are we walking by faith and not by sight? I don't hear a lot of horns blowing now. I want to tell you, you know why? Because most of us have lost a lot of faith. I'm just being honest with you. I ain't trying to slur nobody I'm talking about. I said most of us. We're all having trouble today. We're having faith to walk by faith and not by sight. To be those people that look for a city, that where the Bible goes on and says on down our little further, that a country and a city that He won't be ashamed to be our God. Boy, I'm telling you, we need to walk by faith and not by sight. Listen, and then it goes on to say, save from the chastening rod, seek ye as the pilgrim trod, Christians away.
Amen.
Amen. Listen, over here in the 13th chapter of the Roman letter, I got these marked. The reason I do that, it's easier to get to them. But it's in the 11th verse. It says, and knowing that the time that now is high time that we wake out of our sleep.
Amen.
For now is our salvation nearer than it was when we believe. The night is far spent, the day is hand. Let therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Listen to me. It's time Christians awake. It's time we wake out of our sleep, out of our slumber, the Bible says. Listen to me. It's time that we realize how we're living in the last days and start living like that. Living like we've got a better place to go. Be an example to those that are watching us every day. I sent a text out this morning to remind the church that we'd be meeting at 9 o'clock. And I started that text with a song. Rise and shine. Give God the glory. That song, I had a friend, he used to come in the morning time. We'd meet back there at that old chicken barn early in the morning when the chickens got up. And he'd come in the door and he'd say, rise and shine. Give God the glory, glory. Rise and shine. I want you to know that means more than just getting out of bed. It means wake up from your slumber. Rise and shine and give Him the glory with your life. Wake up. It's high time we wake up out of our sleep.
Amen.
Lost friend, it's high time you wake up. It's high time you wake up out of your sleep, out of your slumber. Quit denying. It's true. It's all here, black and white and red. It's all written down. What's going to happen? What's done happen? What's going to happen? And it's going to happen. And I believe it's going to happen soon. I'm fixing to be done. You go in the course. again, Jesus is coming soon, morning or night or noon. Many will wait their doom. Jesus is a straight and narrow way, and few shall enter in that gate. It's a narrow gate, but broad leadeth to destruction, and many shall enter therein. I want you to know there'll be many that's going to meet destruction in that day. Trumpets will sound. Listen, all of the dead shall rise. 1 Thessalonians. He said, I would not that you be ignorant, my brethren. Those of us who are alive will not hinder those that are asleep. In other words, those who are dead. The dead in Christ shall rise first. I want you to know that when that time comes, lost friend, it will be too late. Then it will be over. The trumpet will already have sound. Listen to me. Trumpets will sound. My prayer is we get a grip on this little song today.
Amen.
The third verse says troubles will soon be over. Revelations in chapter 21. Listen. We might just go over and read that. If I got enough left in me, y'all pray for me. You say, Brother Jill, I lost my glasses and today's on my head. You're going to keep on and you're going to die of a stroke or a heart attack out here in this parking lot. Listen, if it'll wake us out of our sleep, if one lost soul could see the need of being saved, I'm looking for a city,
amen,
not built by man's hands.
Amen.
I'm just a pilgrim traveling through. I've said over and over, I'd rather die behind a book board preaching God's word as dying in my sleep with a heart attack and a car wreck and something out doing something to this world. What better way to go is in the Spirit of God, who went and Him just say, come on in. Well done, good and faithful servant. What's He going to say to you? What's He going to say? Is He going to say, depart, I never knew ye? Listen, we're in the last days. And I saw the new heaven and the new earth. I got to read this first. This is the first time John looked up in the fourth chapter. And this, after this, I looked and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice of which I heard was as were of a trumpet, talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I'll show you the things which must be hereafter. Now in the 21st verse, he said, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city of New Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven, prepared for a bride, anointed for a husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away their tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. It'll be over then.
Right.
Both body and soul will be joined with our Savior. We'll be satisfied, according to David. According to Joel, he said, "My flesh shall see God." Oh, I love the resurrection. It's going to be good for us that's been born again. But for you that are lost, well, listen to me. There's going to come a second death, and you'll be cast into a lake of fire. And He'll say, "Depart from me, I never knew you." Listen to me. Troublesome times are here. I'm going to give an altar call today for both saints and sinners. If you feel like you need to repent today, I plead with you to repent.
Amen.
I believe God's people need to repent. Lost friend, I believe you need to repent more than anything else in this world. Put your trust in the Lord today. If you don't need to come pray, can you social distance and get out and sing with me?
Amen.
Would you do that? Social distance and stand beside your car. Shut your cars off a minute, just for a minute, where we can hear. Shut them off for a minute. Let it get quiet for a minute. Listen. Listen. It's got quiet for a minute. He's coming.
Yeah.
Jesus is coming soon. Morning, night, or noon. Listen to me, lost friend. Many are going to meet their doom. Trumpets will sound. Would you seek the Lord today? Brother Larry.